This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Vanderpump Rules or Half Pup podcast. I am Brian Cohn. Here with me is the greatest thruple that we could ever have. It is the great Allie Lasher, Haley Strong, Thich Nhat Hanh Kaul. Allie, how are you coming back after missing you last week?
Oh, my God. I wish I could say I was cleansed and I've been reborn, excited to talk about this. But you guys were incredible to listen to. I really enjoyed that. I am 4 weeks into the Scandoval drama. Really trying to motivate myself and be excited to talk about what I think is another sort of, I was hoodwinked by Bravo, but I don't know. You guys will maybe get me more excited.
What about you, Haley? How you feeling coming off third part, final part? How you feeling now that it's all out there?
Well, as you guys can see, I am wearing a shirt tonight and I would say it does make me pretty hot. Coming off the third episode, God, I really just feel like it could have been like two longer parts, maybe. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we squeezed a lot of juice out of the wheel here. We got hyped up that there's this big reveal, and I think that was like the wrong way to approach what happened at the end of the episode. I don't think anything that was said was revealing, but I thought that last 5 minutes was like, it did shook me to the core. Like it truly did, but it wasn't like a reveal, I would say. But yeah, I'm here and I'm ready to, I don't know, scream over everyone just to get my point across. So nobody else is able to speak at all.
How about you, Nicole? How you doing?
I mean, it's great to be back with you all. I mean, I wish we could be together in person to celebrate the end of Scandoval season, but I guess I'll just have to support you guys from afar. I hope you guys can accept that.
But I agree.
No, for sure.
We don't root for anyone else from afar. No one else.
Especially not people whose names start with T and end with Sandoval. So.
Yeah. So I think let's just start with the end, right? Because that's what we kind of were talking about. Each of these parts, since the finale, I think they've been hyping up. There was some reveal coming out. There was the whole thing. They weren't giving out contracts because there was stuff that had come out. Haley, you said you were a little underwhelmed. So what were your thoughts on the last 5 minutes? Was the Raquel 6 days later one-on-one with the greatest interviewer that Andy needed to take some notes from, a great producer, which we got his name. But what did you make of the Raquel 5-minute end, because that's really, I think, the clear highlight from this hour.
Yeah. And so to like talk about that, I want to like go back a little bit to the entire three episodes, because I'm trying to think if like the producers were like suspending the disbelief and like pretending that all of the other cast believed Tom and Raquel's narrative, that this only happened that one time in August. And it was like, because it seemed to me like they're presenting it as like, sure, it was an emotional affair for 7 months, but they only did it that one time. Because that's kind of what it made it seem like their timelines were like leading to believe. And obviously the other cast members didn't believe that, but then that final 5 minutes, we finally get it. It's like a long process of like Raquel saying like, oh yeah, no, it was that one time, blah, blah, blah. And then kind of, you know, the producer being like, yeah, your face is telling me a different story. Can you elaborate? And we finally get her to break and say like, no, they did it like a ton in Mexico, like constantly he was like PNV. And then they did it again in her house, like in Ariana's house when she was gone for her literal grandmother's funeral. So like none of that reveal was surprising to me, but like getting the breakdown of it, of like, while Tom was giving her the story, she had to stick to it. She's obviously up. I don't think she's upset in that moment because she like did it or she feels bad about it. I think she's upset because she knows Tom's going to be mad at her for that.
Hmm. Interesting.
My brain is broken after the 5 minutes, and not, I agree with Haley. It was not a reveal. Like I actually was missing, like if Tom thinks that he carefully crafted him and Schwartz and Raquel's story of they hooked up once and then not again until they were in love in January. And it's like, I was missing that messaging, as Haley was saying, like, that was not believable to me. And it wasn't even really clearly crafted and emphasized to me based on what they were saying. And I think the sickest part of all of that is that Tom truly believes that that would matter. And I think the whole point of like this part of the reunion was like, it really doesn't matter if you were sleeping together consistently, if you had just slept together that one time, like none of that is relevant. So it's crazy that the quote reveal was hinged around essentially irrelevant information. But I really don't know, you know, watching Raquel have this breakdown, I'm like, she's not a talented enough actress to be speaking in this like incredibly like sort of natural way, garnering certain amount of empathy. You really feel like you're seeing somebody break down and struggle with their own ways that they were manipulated and the reconciling choices they made that they may not have thought about. Like, but then I have a real problem with, after lying, like stone cold lying to people you actually know for 7 months, you suddenly are unable to lie and you suddenly have to come clean after you were able to lie again at the reunion. Like, I am starting to believe the conspiracy theories that Raquel was unhappy with how Tom said things at the reunion, or reveals that she realized at the reunion, maybe that Ariana was still sleeping with Tom, or that Tom pulled away after the reunion from Raquel. And then she showed up to this interview ready to throw him under the bus. Cause I can't believe that after a year, she's finally has a conscience. But no, I don't know.
You have to. Yeah, I wholeheartedly believe that. The fact that she saw things were turning, she was learning truths about Tom at the reunion, especially about the fact that Tom and Ariana had been intimate while, you know, crossing paths when he was intimate with Raquel.
Raquel was being cheated on.
While she was cheating. Crazy behavior
with the guy's girlfriend.
No, it was diabolical. And even sadder was like after the reunion when Raquel was done and she went backstage with Tom, even then she was like groveling and trying to get his affection, making jokes, trying to lighten the situation. Like the minute there was emotional tension, she lightened the mood by making a joke at her own expense by saying that when James said that Allie was an upgrade from her in terms of you know, partners for James Kennedy, she's like, yeah, that's true. And I'm like, Raquel, like, you're allowed to be upset with how that went. You've been lying for this man for so long, so constantly. And it probably got to a point where she couldn't take it anymore and started to break down. Like, and it's true, Tom has been really isolating her from all of her friends and family. Like Lala said, he's a dangerous person. He's gotten Raquel to the point where she has nobody else. And I think at this point, it looks like Raquel is cracking and she'd rather, you know, have nothing and live the truth. Partially, you know, get some things off her chest, especially as the tides are turning, you know, against her relationship with Tom, which should never have started in the first place.
I do think her parents have like invested potentially in mediation. Like her parents, at my understanding, are trying to, you know, good for them, like get behind her and try to like control the narrative to the extent they can. Like, so I don't know how much of their influence. Like, again, I think this is the first time I even remotely started to feel some empathy for Raquel. So to that extent, I think this reveal was successful for her. But she lied in it because Sheena and some people were TikToking about this. I'm 100 years old. People were TikToking. But one of the first things I ever heard on a Sheena podcast after this broke is that Raquel was scheduled to share a room with another bridesmaid who was coming without her husband. And then at the last minute, Raquel was like, no, production won't let me share a room. And Sheena was like very confused because like production knew about this. And they were like, ask her. And it was like, Sheena said something like, they were like, oh. And then Raquel like made herself scarce during one of the bridesmaids events and said she needed to like go lay down. And so Ariana was like in the room and they didn't know for sure. But Sheena was speculating at those two situations made it seem like ripe for the affair occurring then. So it didn't feel like much of a reveal to me that they slept together in Mexico. But I don't buy Raquel's story that Tom was alone and drunk looking for his own room and she rescued him and then sex just happened. Like, I fully believe they met up to have sex. So she's still lying within the reveal, which makes it even more diabolical.
Yeah, that's what I found to be really frustrating, I think, throughout this entire reunion and including the last 5 minutes, is that, like, I think we are coming to the reunion hoping that we are going to be able to get the full story. And I still don't feel like we have that. Like, we don't have any of the answers we were looking for like 3 weeks ago. I don't know. I don't feel like I do. Do you guys?
No, but Raquel confirmed parts. I feel like that was a big part of the bombshell.
Like, yeah, but really, I feel like I feel like I knew all of those parts. Like I feel like I just knew them. Like,
yeah, it gives them even less credibility from the past 3 episodes. Like, I can't believe anything they said.
No,
but it was crazy to have her spending Christmas with his family. He probably was like, don't implicate my family in this. And now his family's involved. It got messier in 5 minutes.
Well, because she was like, well, no, I've never been to St. Louis. Like, picture of Tom and like
under the arch
in St. Louis, like with a date and timestamp. It was just like, you can't lie about something that's so easily provable. Like, yeah, deeply, easily provable.
I came away from this so baffled by Raquel. Like, I feel like we have a clear sense of, like, where everyone stands. For Raquel, I don't know who she is. I don't think there's anything that she has said in, like, the reunion or interviews or anything. I think Lala said it best. Or even Ariana. She doesn't have a unique thought. I think everything that she has said are things that either Sandoval said to her about the affair, that her parents have said to her about the affair, the things that maybe a media person has said to her about the affair, like things that she thinks she should be saying is all that she's saying. Even in any interview, even like breaking down here, she was probably told, like the parents told her, like what you should cop up to, what you should confess to. And then she doesn't even know how to tell the truth because she just doesn't, there's just nothing clicking. It's all just parroting back things that she's said. And I don't know if this was like her always, or maybe she just got so lost in the sauce of reality TV. She just completely just lost who she is as a person. Cause every time she would speak, it felt like she was reading some type of script that someone else prepared for her. And I just like couldn't get anything real out of her. The only times it felt a little real was when she was like having a conversation with James, oddly, about like, there was something which when they were like, did you ever ask like James about like your past with Lala or anything like that? And that just felt like a normal conversation she was having. Everything else with Ariana and Tom just felt so scripted and parroted. And just like, I couldn't get a grasp of her at all.
Yeah, I couldn't get a grasp of anything, honestly. Like, it was really starting to get to me during this episode, the yelling back and forth. Like, I think James, Lala, and Tom did like a no, you are, but what am I thing, like,
yeah,
five times. And at one point, like, Andy just was like, I want to hear both of you talk. And I was like, thank you. Because I just like, I just got really over the yelling and I wanted like each of them to get their points out. I don't know, man. It was just, it was a bit of a weird app.
I agree. In shouting, that, though.
I thought Lala and James is like, while in the first episode, I was like living for it because I was like, oh my God, they're the Muppets. They're funny or wearing with a mustache or whatever. But I do think they got in the way here of like Tom needing to answer for himself. Like I would want to scream and boo at Tom too if I were like a real person in this situation. But as a viewer, I was frustrated that Tom got basically let off the hook frequently because people were just screaming at him. But at the same time, like he was never going to tell the truth. And I think part of it is like he's so narcissistic and he's so deeply troubled that he can't tell the truth. Like I almost thought again with the like I kept thinking to myself like this. I don't even think this is the worst thing that happened on this show. Like I really do think I was more appalled by the Kristen and Jack sleeping together in the room that Tom was in. Like that, like or at least it's on par. Like it just like I get that it's different. They're older. Like they're in a longer relationship. But like vile stuff has happened on this show before. I think what makes this, you know, newsworthy to me is that Tom isn't showing up here like he did then of like, I'm in love with Ariana. Our relationship was done. I handled it the wrong way, but I love Ariana and we're solid. And then like at a certain point, you couldn't argue with it because then they were together for 9 years. But Raquel almost does a better job, I think, showing up here and like taking ownership and trying to sort of claim. It's almost like Tom told her, like, don't come out and say we're in love. But like, she sort of said, like, I'm disgusted with myself. I chose myself and I was so selfish. I love him, but that was wrong. And I regret hurting you. Like, that's sort of the only thing you can say. It's not enough, but that's the only thing you can say. Tom nickel and diming the timeline, tried like making the comment about the t-shirt, which I know we're going to talk about, that we didn't have sex, like the tour of, you know, before it came out, like trying to like cast this narrative that he buys batteries and suddenly he's some scorned lover who's like needs to nestle into the arms of another. Like his consistent justification, not only to the audience, but to himself, is so sick and twisted. It's beyond betrayal. It's like he not only betrayed her, but he truly believes he was justified in doing so. And it was really quite scary to watch. I think dangerous is the word Lala used, and I think that's a correct word.
Yeah, he had his narrative. Yeah, he had his narrative that he was trying to lay out, which I think the James and Lala booing and hissing and shaming was making him stumble even worse than even if he was going to try to get it out. But the narrative he was trying to build, right, was like his relationship with Ariana was a sham. They weren't intimate anymore. They were just best friends. And then he came across Raquel. They built this great emotional connection, something he lacked with Ariana for years now. They hooked up this one time. But he was so ashamed from it. They both were. They couldn't. They just tried to put it behind them and they do all this stuff. But their connection was too strong. They fell in love. And that is what like brought them together. And like that was what he was trying to sell. But at every turn, it was just so contradictory. He couldn't keep lies straight. And like James said it best. He was like, what is he talking about? We all know it was more than once. Like everyone knew it was such like a fake story and a fake narrative. He wouldn't comprehend that his story was busted. His grandmaster plan was in pieces and he just couldn't just own up to it at all at any moment. The only time he owned up to it when he told Raquel like in the back, like, you're doing much better than I am, because that was the truest thing he said all day. Like he was horrific from start to finish. He was one of the worst reunion performances. Like the bar was like low for him and he's like went way beyond it. It was horrible all the way around.
Did anyone see the Peacock extended version of this episode where we see Lisa kind of coaching Tom through the situation? It's like, damn, implicate yourself any worse, be on the wrong side of history yet again, Miss Lisa Vanderpump.
Can you say what happened? I couldn't take another minute of the context.
Please explain.
So they get like a 5-minute break. Tom is like in the dressing room. I think actually it's like after Raquel.
This is after Raquel leaves and right before Sheen is going to come out for like their final last words.
Thank God.
Which I was stunned. I was stunned they brought Sheena back. I'm like, just leave Raquel's ass there. Or like, we don't need to bring Sheena back.
They already paid for the van to like transport them. They might as well use it. So they're in the dressing room. We see James on the stage go like, oh, where the hell is Tom? Let's get this going. And then Andy's like, okay, well, Lisa's gone too. And he's like, oh, okay, well, then I can wait. We go to the dressing room and she's basically just telling him like, you're not a bad guy, but like, you need to apologize. Like, what you're saying is not okay. And honestly, this episode, I thought finally Lisa was like finally getting like the implications of her being on the wrong side. And I thought she was finally like, oh, like this is not okay, especially with the Halloween costume.
Halloween picture, her reaction was hysterical. I'm like, girl, you're just finding out about this now.
Yeah.
She's giving Howie Mandel a little bit. Like, come on, catch up.
Yeah.
And where have you been? Get it together.
And the t-shirt comment, like she was so horrified by that. So I thought finally we're getting to have Lisa be like, you're fucked up, you need help. And we didn't get that. It was basically just like, come out and apologize. And he did. Like, I don't think he did that on his own goodwill at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was because Lisa told him like that he should.
Well, Lisa, I mean, I feel like I've inadvertently been a Lisa defender, but like Lisa only knows the side of these people that they show Lisa. Like, look at how James interacts with Lisa versus when Lisa's not there. Like, everybody kind of acts, I mean, like Lisa's whatever she is, like I would act differently in front of Lisa than in front of my friends. So like, I understand that, but like, she knows a very limited view. Clearly she doesn't watch the show, fine. And like, her attitude is this has always kind of been like, oh, what? So he shagged a younger woman. Like, that kind of what happens when like men get older and famous and you're not shagging them anymore and they go shag a young hot woman. And like, that's a shame, but it's not the worst thing anyone's ever done. And it seemed like, yeah, as more facts were presented, like the lightning bolt necklace being like a conscience, like throwing it in their face, like flagrantly, the Halloween costume, Tom slipping in front of Lisa and like showing his vile ass, like, she's probably been more exposed to his reality than she has been this whole time, which there's no excuse for. There's 10 years of television footage, roll the tape. But like, it did seem quite shocking to her.
I also just want to bring up that one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen on television. And please note, I have been watching reality television for 25 years. Was like Raquel admitting that she bought the lightning bolt necklace to like match with Tom. Because I feel like when like things were breaking, it was kind of noted that they had matching necklaces and that Tom bought her the necklace. It is so embarrassing, like buying yourself a necklace to match with your boyfriend who has a girlfriend.
The pick me behavior on 10.
It was so, I was like, of all the things you're lying about here today, lie about that and be like, it is an unfortunate, I know what it looks like and you should hate me for it. It was an unfortunate coincidence. Lie about that. Like, that was the one thing she should have lied about.
She had the Harry Potter out too. Just say like, oh, I like Harry Potter. Yeah. It's like lightning.
Yeah. Like, you would not catch me admitting that on like the most watched Bravo show.
$700. Where is she getting that money? No one's getting her cameos.
$700 American too. You know how much that would be in Canada? Like $1,200 at least.
Jesus.
Well, one thing Charlie said I found interesting on, I think this is like Nick Vial's podcast, maybe whatever podcast she was on, that like, I guess they came up doing pageants together. And like, Charlie made the point that like Raquel like was so affected by aging out of it and never kind of grew out of it. And Lisa makes the point kind of on the show, but like, that Raquel is still living not only for the validation of men, like the judges, but still views herself as in competition with women. Yeah. And again, it's like, I think the age difference also isn't really being brought up, but like Tom's 40, she's 28. That's obviously not like, she's not a child, but like, you know, there's a 12 year age difference. Raquel is to know her for 5 seconds is to know that she is so easily taken advantage of by men. She's like clearly needs to do some self-work on, you know, accepting herself without the pageant world. And like, all of that in it. Like, again, I don't feel remorse for her because she, or, you know, sympathy for her because she's a 28-year-old adult woman. But I don't know, like that, that's where I almost just like, I gave up last night because I was like, I can't kind of break down how much is her motivation, how much is she sorry, how much is diabolical, how much is her manipulation, like how much blame do I assign her versus do I sympathy do I give her? And my brain just like shut off. Like, I just like, she is someone who like shouldn't have cleared the like mental exam to get cast on the show, frankly.
No, that's amazing. Like, she's just not meant for reality TV. Maybe like, in a different world, if she came up being just like friends with Ariana or friends with Sheena, and that's how she was brought onto the group, but whatever, with the relationship with James and then going through all that, and then this, like, this is just not the space for her. Like, clearly, like, she just is not someone that can handle it. She needs to step away. I don't think she will. I think Bravo will do everything in their power to bring her back for this season, and I'm sure money will talk, and unless her parents like whisk her away to Tucson again and like don't let her do it, I would be stunned if she's not on next season. So I think it's gonna be disastrous, honestly, but she's not, her mental state is not meant for this world, clearly. I think she even recognizes it, but I don't know if she can, you know, take the steps to get out of it.
She's being mentally evaluated. Don't forget that.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What do you guys think really next season holds? Because I think there was like a lot of fake buildup. I will say I have some, like, I can't disclose inside intel that there are people who are already aware of a storyline for next season that Tom's involved in. Because I was going to say, like,
Sandoval?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know how, like, if I were Tom's PR, I'd be like, you cannot appear on next season. And then next year, like, let the season suck. And then you'll show up and be like, returning Tom Sandoval. But I don't understand how Tom Sandoval shows up next season. Like, what is the story? Like, he's not going to be dating Raquel. Like, who's going to film with him? I just kind of don't understand the future of the show with all of these same people.
I think it's going to be like for Tom and Tom, like a focus on the bar.
No, give me anything else.
I know. And then like Katie and Ariana obviously opening the sandwich shop. And then I wonder if we're going to see some bridging between like with Katie and Tom Schwartz and then Sheena and Tom Schwartz. You know what I mean? It's hard to like shoehorn things back to Sir though, because Raquel was really that last remaining connector to Sir. Like, nobody else works there. Like, are we gonna, like, I mean, I guess Charlie,
well, James, but, DJs at,
I guess, Sir, like, but that doesn't feel like the heart of what it was, you know.
Well, Lisa does seem to check that. I mean, she got the plug amazingly with all going on. They made sure to plug her restaurant in Vegas. They gave the full tour. It gave flashbacks to, I feel like James should have called it out when he wanted to talk about his album at the reunion. Like, they made sure to talk about Lisa's, you know, 100th restaurant. They gave her the full special, and now they're doing a spinoff of her new restaurant and like a cast and crew there, which I imagine she'll be heavily involved in. I'm sure she's at least producing, if not also having a similar role on that show. So I don't know if she's herself looking to phase herself out, and then that'll phase out Sir, and then it just, you know, following around their lives. Because I mean, this, the Sir of it all has been mostly a sham for a while now. It's just kind of just like the local watering hole where they can just get together, but no one's really worked there outside of James. I'm sure even Raquel, I don't think really ever truly worked there the last couple seasons. So I think there's plenty of ways to do it without Sarah. I think it's just a question of if Lisa's really going to be involved, because I don't think she really is as much involved in any of these people's lives anymore.
Well, she's not been really... doesn't have successful spinoffs. Name one successful spinoff. Vanderpump Dogs flop. The Lisa Vanderpump's talk show on the couch drinking wine late at night. Flop. That got canceled. Flop.
I never heard
not as it. Much of a flop as Bethany's show, had to say it though.
But I almost don't think Lisa's the connection sir exists even now. Like when Lisa's involved, they come to Villa Rosa. Like they come to her house. She hosts a party for them. She like takes a FaceTime call. She buys them a hotel room and they're like, thanks, mommy. So I don't know that the sir thing is necessarily like that important. What did you guys think of the teaser about Tom Schwartz on Winterhouse?
Oh, I didn't see that teaser.
Yeah. I think they were both supposed to be on, right? I think that was the original plan. They were both.
Well, people said that they like Tom was trying to hide this from breaking because he still wanted to film Winterhouse. Right. But there was a commercial during the airing that was like texting and it was like, you watching Vanderpump Rules? They're like, yeah. And they're like, what if a Tom was on Winterhouse? And then it was like ... Winterhouse coming soon. That's all it said.
Yeah. Well, Bravo's weird with their teasers because, I mean, we talked about it, but they teased like the last 5 minutes, like the no end. And Ali brought it up, which I think Andy kind of teased it this yesterday or whatever morning before the episode airs, that Sandoval's going to say something that's going to like piss everyone off, basically. And it's the comment about how Ariana notes like, oh, you know, who else he was out, you know, sleeping with while he was sleeping with Raquel? Me. And then Tom notes, oh, well, you know, kept your shirt on. How hot was that? Like that. That to me was almost like the moment where you like tease for the entire reunion as like the jaw dropping. Like, how does he say that moment? That's like the memeable moment. I feel like the entire reunion where Schwartz just has like his life come crumbling down upon him and he just falls into his hands. Like, this is the guy I'm saddled with. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. But like, that was to me one of the like the stunning moments. The Raquel interview was like, I thought pretty interesting, honestly. And like, it was just clarifying things. This was like, did he actually just like say that? Like, that's like the real Sandoval, like the thought that pops in his brain, he just accidentally says it out loud and he just said it out loud on a reunion.
Yeah, like I had a lot of issues with both Toms this episode being like, where did you think that was going to get you? Like, yeah, especially like, let's get into the moment where he says, oh, yeah, well, Ariana, we've only been intimate with your shirt on. Like, that's not hot. And it's like, oh, go fuck yourself because no one else is going to for at least the next 5 years.
Knowing that Ariana has had like a history of body image issues, like it just cuts so deeply. Like it's just like misogyny on so many different levels. Like, I don't want to get into like when you're in women and gender studies 101, but just like, oh, it's just so nasty and piggish, and it's indicative of who he is as a person.
I definitely need to love myself more, because I'll say not that I think the words of the great Bruce McGinnis. I obviously agree with everything you're saying. It was a vile comment, and Lala made this point, but it's like he believes that his actions were justified because they didn't have enough sex, or because their sex wasn't as hot as he wanted it to, or because she wore her shirt on and had some insecurity, or honestly, a lot of times it's not about insecurity. It's like, it's laziness. Like, who knows? You know, whatever. Not laziness, convenience. Like, it doesn't really mean anything. Like, what
or like you're a little cold. Like, it's a little frosty. Like, you don't know how sensitive it can be. Like, you just want to be covered.
But it's like, that's the sick part to me. But honestly, I was like, that comment would mean nothing. It's almost like Ariana, like, screaming about how Raquel is nothing and you're nothing and you're garbage and we're the worst on you. Like, it's like, it's ineffective. I don't know. I, like, really didn't think that comment from Tom mattered in the scheme of all of his actions. Like, of everything that he's done, that was just more of the same to me. Like, that's how he's been treating her. That's how he's been dismissing her. It's like he told Sheena they were never friends. Our sex was never hot. Like, he's just grabbing at threads to try to save anything, and he's an effing moron. Mm-hmm. But I think the way Andy sold it, like, I heard those clips where Andy was like, all women in America, he is going to say the worst thing. And I think a lot of people thought it was going to be like, well, if you were a woman who loved me, you'd want to have kids with me, or something like something else equally as, or if not more so, cutting. So when he said the line, I was gearing up for like the worst thing I've ever heard. And I was almost like desensitized to Tom's sexualized bullshit, that I was like, oh, fuck Tom. Like, that's like Andy made such a big deal out of it. And then I thought Tom like looked so pathetic and it wouldn't actually like have anything behind it.
What was weird was they not even teased it. They showed the line in like the coming up on. Like it felt like a more like impactful line to like tease that's coming up, like have Ariana say what she's going to say. And then while we're on the episode, have that moment hit. It felt like it took the steam out of it of like, just in like the coming up on, and it was just like in that moment that I found that kind of weird. But yeah, I think Andy and Bravo, they stop teasing stuff. Just let things like play out. Like
tell us everyone, nothing. Everyone's gonna
watch this. Like the small teasers, we're gonna get people to stop hyping things up. But like all reality shows do this. Stop hyping things up to like get, all you're gonna do is piss people off. It's so very rare that any moment in a reality show can be hyped up and like surpass it. So just, you know, promise less, deliver more.
Show me just like shocked faces. That's all I care about. I want to see people gasping and looking in horror. And that's all I need. Don't tell me what's happening because I have to watch 3 hours of this. I don't want to have to watch it in advance and then see it again.
Well, two things too, because also it's like we already knew everything anyway. Like they didn't have anyone under control. Everyone was doing press. But also like Andy didn't go to Raquel after that. Like, I wanted Raquel's response to, did you think they weren't sleeping together? How does that make you feel? Like, imagine being Raquel. Can't. Like, but, like, imagine being, like, even adjacent to Raquel and hearing that be Tom's response to, and, like, I loved how Lala kept being like, this is how he's going to talk about you. Because that's almost who it's more shocking to. I mean, I shouldn't say it's not shocking to Ariana, but, like, this is par for the course of how he's exiting his relationship with Ariana. Raquel, how do you feel hearing him say this about someone that you presumably care about and he was supposed to have loved for the last 10 years? But in terms of teasers, what was the physical altercation? When everyone was like talking about there was like someone was physically restrained and it wasn't Tom Sandoval, was that James?
I guess
and
it was
Tom?
James popping up. Yeah, a couple
James times. Can't it was fight. James look at his arms.
That wasn't anywhere close to a physical.
That was
thing.
Bullshit. That was like, that was crazy.
That was Jerry Springer level. Not even, way less. It got held back.
I just
earlier.
Think that was also overhyped. Like a lot of the struggle with this reunion, as you've already said, is not only do we already know the information, but the things that we were teased that we wouldn't know were kind of, you know, not at, up to the level of they said. Like you said, Brian, when we saw that line teased, I was like, I had a friend over and I was like, is that what you think Andy was talking about or something worse coming? And then when something worse didn't come, I was like, oh, that's what Andy was talking about. Why'd they show that in the commercial? Like, whatever.
Yeah. How do we think Andy did? What is everyone's thoughts on Andy for the moderation, the questions, the follow-ups? How do we think he did, Haley?
I think he was a little too annoyed. Like, I get why he was annoyed, but I think instead of being annoyed, he should have just taken control over the situation. Like, he let the chickens just, like, balk around. That's, like, he didn't do much to control that.
I mean, I don't like control anything at work, but like I show up and I try not to like look annoyed. I just like keep doing my job. I mean, it's probably really difficult with James like throwing around like kindergarten level insults like at Tom Sandoval.
I think at a certain point we have to ask James to go sit in the trailer with Allie and Sheena and Brock.
Like that sounds more fun, actually. I would love to be sipping a White Claw in UGG slippers with Allie.
You think White Claw paid for that? Because they like zoomed in on the White Claw a couple of times. I feel like that was like ad placement.
I'm sure. You know, everyone like has to get the bag off of this somehow, you know?
Like, yeah, like he just kept getting up. It was like at a certain point, like it was like, okay, we are doing too much, James. Like, let us, like, why don't you go chill with your girlfriend for 15? Like, and we're going to get through some more stuff. Because I really think that like, he would set Lala off sometimes and Lala, like it was just kind of like a chain reaction of things.
Don't set Lala off because like you're not going to be able to get a word in. Like love her, but you can't.
No, and I thought she like, when we got to it, like she was able to make some really good points where I don't think at any point James was making any good points, telling the truth, admitting that what he's like him being upset is kind of hypocritical. It doesn't matter if he was 25 when he did it. That was like 4 years ago. Like, I don't know. I just needed James to like back off for a little bit.
Well, it's easy to deflect when, like, Tom Sandoval just, like, cheated on his girlfriend. Like, you can just say, oh, at least I didn't do that. I may have cheated on Raquel 5 years ago, but it wasn't as bad as Tom Sandoval.
It was 5 years ago. Also, I thought it, Allie, I think this might have just been in the extended version.
It was.
But we have a little bit of a point where they are talking about all the times that James has cheated on Raquel and this woman and this woman by name and name and name. And then we go to the trailer and Allie looks at Sheena like horrified, being like, are these recent? And Sheena has to like talk her off the ledge and be like, no, this was all a long time ago. It was all with Raquel. Like this was so long before.
He wasn't cheating on you. Don't worry. Yeah. Someone else he was cheating on.
You know, let this whole all the shit be a lesson. Like, not once a cheater, always a cheater, because I think people can grow and change. But like, yeah, I think Allie should be going into her relationship with James eyes wide open, as Raquel should be.
Mm-hmm. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, quack quack, it's a duck.
I also want to talk about Schwartz this episode because he just made me he was so deeply annoying because it was just like, do you not get the point? And like, I think he thinks that this shucks shtick has worked for him in the past, so it was going to work here to lighten the mood, and it actually just made him look like such a loser.
He made Ariana cry.
I thought that was the most egregious thing. That to me was worse than the t-shirt. Like, I actually thought that filled me with such a rage that he, and also the way, like, if you want to make a point and defend your friend and defend your business, then do that. Then say, say Ariana's been capitalizing this in such a way that it seems like these are crocodile tears. Like, accuse her if you want to accuse her. But to be like, Ariana, like, thinking he's setting her up, like, real smart. Like, it must be, like, you know, it's probably terrible what happened to you and you've been humiliated mercilessly, when she's already made the point that she doesn't want to say she's humiliated. You say it again. You're like, but it must be kind of nice to be at the lowest point in your life and have millions of dollars of sponsorships being thrown at you and everyone support you. How does that feel? Like, F you, loser. Defend your friend or shut the hell up. But like, no, don't try to stand. You're not smart. It's not a gotcha. You're an effing moron.
Yeah, he did a couple of those things.
Smart enough to do something like that.
I thought I looked hot making out, and I love Katie being like, "No, it looked like a father and daughter kissing." Like, congratulations, you had.
How dare you make light of this when you looked like a fish that was drowning out of water?
Yeah, I hated that. I like that Ariana called him out both times. When maybe this was in like the key talking points pamphlet that Sandoval gave him, but he kept saying like how humiliated Ariana was, and I love that Ariana was like, "No, they're the ones that are humiliated." I'm glad this blew up the way it did so they could be looked at as bad as they were, because Ariana knows if Tom was able to do this more orchestrated the way he wanted to, where it was off camera or whatever, he could have spun this where the support wouldn't have been rallying around Ariana as much, where it would have been a little more divided and people would have been picking sides a little bit more. So Ariana points out, no, it's great that this happened, because that way it's fully clear how demonic these people are, and they couldn't get across whatever facade story that they were trying to peddle. And I love that she called out Schwartz every time he tried to spin it around on her being humiliated and all that. So that was great. Those are two like key moments I loved Ariana for.
One thing that bothered me that Andy didn't go back to Schwartz of like, yeah, they talked about the kiss from Schwartz's perspective, and Raquel, or like what Raquel's motivations were with Schwartz, which, you know, Mel got served, texted me and was like, I screamed when Raquel was like, I always had an interest in Schwartz from the beginning. It's like when he was married, which was also weird, screaming out of my apartment. Like, you got Raquel's side for the kiss, but like, why didn't we go back to Tom to be like, well, how did you feel once you, if you really found out after that kiss that she had previously slept with Tom, how did that make you feel? Like, we didn't go back to him for that. And like, certainly now that we know they were stripping the whole time,
she what I would say slept with him earlier on in the day that they made out.
What I would say if I were Katie is like, it didn't look like a father daughter kiss. It looked like a man kissing a woman he knew just slept with his best friend. Like, the hesitancy. Like, I'm not saying that he knew, but like, that twisted, like, they shouldn't have just let Lisa been grossed out. They should have like really dug into like, Tom, don't you think it's messed up? But he probably doesn't, because they've probably shared women multiple times.
Yeah. There was too much from Mandy asking, like, how, for both Schwartz and Raquel, like, how it felt looking back on in the moments when it's all very clear. All three of them were, like, in cahoots the entire time. So he should have been asking more, like, what were you doing in the moment? Like, I think even the conversation that Lisa kept bringing up of when Raquel was asking Ariana about, like, their intimacy issues, and Andy was asking her, like, how did that feel looking back on it? Not, what the hell were you doing in that moment asking her? Like, what were your clear motivations? Like, clearly you were trying to, like, break them up. I hate it. It was more just like, oh, looking back, doesn't this make you, like, that's what you ask Ariana, because she didn't know what was going on at the time. I hated he kept asking that to Raquel and Schwartz and Sandoval, like, oh, looking back, you, what were you thinking? Like, no, it was, what were you doing in that moment? How could you be that demonic and sociopathic in that moment, not looking back on it? That was bothering me a lot for Mandy. I don't know why he was taking that perspective, but that was really bothering.
Like, of course they feel like terrible people. Like, what else do you say when you've made, like, such an egregious mistake that is, like, so obvious and undeniable? Mm-hmm. Like, we can hear the same thing over and over again. But I want to know, why are you like this?
But in the same way, when they asked Tom, like, why did you dress up as your mistress for Halloween?
There's no answer.
Like, but of course he doesn't, because the answer is, I am deeply narcissistic. My ego is such that I really believed I was getting away with something and that this was valid. And I felt like I had a big D by doing this. Like, he'd have to, if he were able to look back and reflect upon his actions, then we wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. So, like, it is a constant frustration I have with people on television and people in my own dang life of, like, if he were able to explain this and apologize and show remorseful, he wouldn't be the kind of person who would have done this in the first place.
Real as hell. I thought it was giving me life lessons. I gotta cut some people off after hearing that.
We spent a lot of time in the first half. We spent a lot of time in the first half reviewing Lala and James's history, to the point where James was quite upset that that we were even talking about it. Ali, what did you make of all the focus and comparisons that they were making with Lala? She was the mistress, having to defend it. And really going all the way back to, like, how her relationship with Randall started. It seemed very odd that we were so focused on that, with how much we only had Raquel for a limited time, why we were so focused on that in this time.
Truly, poor Raquel being literally just too dumb to understand what Lala was saying outside the bar that night. Like, Raquel was like, you did say you were a mistress. And it's like, no, she was like, I've been the homewrecker, I've been the mistress, like, in the press, but we know we're not that. Like, the fact that Raquel took away from that, like, the word mistress was said, so you admitted to being a mistress. Yeah, it's what Raquel keeps going back to. It's her little Tom Sandoval justification, and it's like, I don't care if Lala knew that Randall was married, like, and Lala did a bad thing. Like, I don't really care. Lala's culpability in that situation is so irrelevant, because the real egregious crime, I think, in this story is that Raquel and Ariana were so close. And not only that, the affair happened in their face, the lightning bolt, the, like, friend, the trip to the glamping trip, Mexico. Like, all of this was so much worse than someone just having an affair, which is bad. And so Lala, If whatever their worst case that Lala did was bad, it's bad, but it's irrelevant to these set of facts.
Yeah, they said, how can we be as brazen about this as humanly possible? It's really insane behavior. I mean, it's crazy that Ariana, you know, this is her confronting, like, the person that would do that to her. It's her first time seeing that person, you know, 2 weeks after the story broke. Like, the fact that she didn't have to, like, leave the premises in handcuffs was, like, truly awe-inspiring, because I would be in the back of a police car if, like, I just saw the girl that my man cheated on me with, and that girl was my homie, and you did it in my house when my dog just died. Like, when she was summoning the wrath of her dead dog to, you know, put the worst spell on Raquel's life, I was like, yes, girl, you're speaking for, like, all of the women who have ever been in this situation.
Graham hates Raquel, too, so. All the dogs.
And sure, like, Tom, might as well just call him that. Sandoval made, like, some comment, like, why are you so mad, or why are you so involved, or whatever. And it's like, do I buy that Lala is triggered because Sandoval is, like, Randall? Maybe, maybe not. Do I more easily buy that everyone is disgusted. Like, we're all here yelling about it. Like, we're all disgusted about it. And you're on camera, so you want to be, like, taking up the time. You know, like, Lala likes coming for people and fighting other people's battles. Sure. And, you know, James obviously is loving this because, like, he now wins the Raquel James breakup as, like, the least
what an worst upset.
Person. Yeah.
How about that? That's an all-time upset right there.
Remember this time last year, we were all thrilled she had broken up with him? Like, oh, we were like, wow, what? She only has the best ahead for her now.
True underdog story.
Yeah, she should have married James, frankly. But like Ariana, to me, the like real measure was that Ariana seemed to not only not be mad, but enjoy Lala and James' harassment of Sandoval. And thus it makes it okay to me because like I almost feel like if I were Ariana, like I mean, she probably doesn't want to hear Sandoval, but like in a lot of exes situation, you might want to hear what they're at least saying in like the last time you're going to see them. And you like, I would maybe expect Ariana, if she were upset by it, to be like, guys, I love you, but like, don't defend me. I want to like listen to their bullshit and defend myself. And her not saying that was like, all right, they have like carte blanche to mm-hmm. be like coming for him, even though they're not really involved.
Yeah, I understand that my Ariana would be okay with it because even when, like early on when Raquel walked off, she was like, okay, she can just be done now. We don't need to hear from her anymore. But from a viewer perspective, I want her there. Like, I don't want her walking off and not coming back. So from us, from my perspective, and I think our perspective, we don't want James and Lala telling Sandoval to shut up every time because I want him to bury himself deeper. I want him to lie. I want him to do whatever. I can understand Ariana being like, I don't want to hear anything they have to say as soon as this can be over as possible. That sounds great to me. From our side, we want to, you know, have them twist the knife even more and watch it all kind of burn down.
I have a question. Go ahead, Haley. No, go ahead.
I thought it was interesting, and I do like understand why it was happening, but I thought it was really interesting that Ariana went so hard on Raquel, where I feel like we didn't really see her go as hard at Tom. And like, I just chalk it up to like, she has already had this closure conversation with Tom. Yeah. She doesn't need to hear anything else from him. But like, this is the first time that she is facing Raquel after it's happened. And so like, I don't necessarily agree with like the severity to which some of her comments were like headed, but you know, I am not in the situation. So it was just like, ooh, but you know, Ariana had to do what she had to do.
Yeah, it's her first time seeing these crazy people. I mean, crazy person. She's been living with Tom Sandoval, like get out of that poor woman's house. I know you own half of it, but like, read the room. Yeah, ridiculous behavior all around. Like, but Ariana's allowed to like feel how she feels because this is like her first time, you know, seeing the people that betrayed her so heavily. Like, let her get her lick back real quick.
And it was still only like 3 weeks after, right? 3 or 4 weeks after.
Yeah,
like
fresh.
It's so fresh. Like if this was filmed 2 months later, 3 months later, I think this reunion goes very, very differently. I think there's still a lot of anger, but I don't know.
Grief. You got denial. She was in that anger stage.
Right. Like you can even see from Lala now, like on latest Watch What Happens Live, I think some of the anger is starting to fade a little bit on the Raquel side. I don't think it's fading at all on the Sandoval side. I think that's going to last for a long time. But I think I can see if Raquel can handle this right, I do think there is a path forward from her to try to gain some sympathy and redemption amongst some of the other people. I think Sandoval is gonna take like years for time to pass, but I think for Raquel, you could start seeing it already. If she can, same thing with Schwartz, if they can all just like throw Sandoval under the bus, like he's the manipulator, he's the monster, he created this world and we all got sucked up into it and we couldn't find our way out, like they all want to beat Sandoval down. So if they're all giving them more ammo to do so, I think they'll take the bait. And then it's just a matter of if they start to welcome Schwartz back in a little bit more and Raquel like a little bit, but not really, but somewhat.
That's a steep path for both of them. I mean, it's a lot steeper for, you know, Tom Sandoval. That's a 90-degree wall right there. But with Raquel, like, I guess people are starting to see, like, especially in that last 5 minutes, that, like, she does have maybe an emotion underneath all of it. But for her to fully drop Tom Sandoval, as well as Schwartz, who literally has rode for this man through like the worst of times. And this is, we're in hell right now. So this is like even the worst of times. I don't know if they have the strength to do that.
So I have felt before that there are relationships on Vanderpump Rules that are irreconcilable. And then Kristen Doty shows up as Ariana's confidant in the season. I'm like, I remember like Stassi, Katie, Kristen, Stassi and Jax, like Brittany and Stassi, like Ariana and Kristen. Like there have been unbelievably deeply severed relationships that have bounced back on and continued off the show in a way that I remember truly being shocked at. And it was always a lesson I have from Vanderpump Rules, which is like, it's almost like Danielle and Lindsay and Summer House. Like the only way their friendship will have a path forward is if they continue on the show for 5 years, such that they have to see each other. And it becomes, it's like a coworker. At some point I have to just get along with you because I see you every day and we're at work. So would it shock me if at least Schwartz and Raquel are able to sort of re-ingratiate with the Sheenas or the Katies? Like, I think Katie Schwartz's redemption arc requires Katie, and we'll see if he gets the professional advice that that's what he needs to be doing, the tree he needs to be barking up. You know, in three seasons, if Sheena and Raquel are exploring a friendship again, would it shock me? No, but all under the watchful eye of Ariana. Like Ariana would have to kind of like co-sign that. And so I don't know who else. I don't need to get into all I'm saying is I agree sort of that I think there is a timeline in Vanderpump Rules where at least Schwartz and Raquel can kind of like a new cast member could come on and suddenly there's like a new direction of the show and Schwartz is filming a lot with Lisa or whatever and like they're back in.
Yeah, I think we've discussed this before, Ali, but like if this show ended after like season three, most of these people would have never spoken to each other ever again. Like they all would have went their own lives. They would have been like Stassi just would have been an ex in Jax's life and vice versa. They never would have been invited to each other's weddings and all this stuff. So yeah, if this show continues season 11, season 12, season 13, 14, and they're all still on it, time and proximity heals a lot of wounds. So I think it's possible. And like we've seen kind of the backlash that people get when, you know, Stassi got a lot of backlash for not wanting people to be friends with Jax and with Kristen. That blew back on her. There is a non-zero chance in a year, 2 years from now, some of it blows back on Ariana, where Sheena starts to develop a friendship again with some of these people, and now Ariana's dictating it. You can't be friends with this person, and it starts to blow back on her. Like that's happened on the show before, so it's not impossible that it could happen again. It just, you know, if they're all hanging out, going to parties, filming, getting paid together, things change. Things change.
As long as Tom and Katie don't get married again, I think that's something. Let's just hope that they're not on the show long enough to come back around on that story.
Well, Katie's gonna have a different boyfriend every month, traveling around the world, being the cool aunt. So she's got that going for her.
And her boyfriend's better not ever be over the age of 25. She's going to be the new Leo DiCaprio.
All satchels
of women.
I mean, Brock is also an interesting way back for like a Schwartz because people don't want to film with Brock anyway. So like if he can be opening the door for them. But I think a lot of it depends on one. Sheena's probably I really don't think Sheena will directly ruin her friendship with Ariana. I'm hoping that's the case. It's been one of the more solid friendships that predated the show. But if Sheena gets direction from production to be this sort of like way in, and if Lala and Katie, or well, Lala's close with her, but if Katie remains steadfast in their like rift, then like I don't know where, like Sheena kind of had to side with Schwartz because she didn't have a way into the other side of the group. Who knows what happens?
How about Sandoval? It's like he was going to get a text and have like Team Sandoval hats and hashtags and all this stuff going around social media. That was of all the delusional things. And he was like, "Oh, I just thought some people that were friends with me would be like."
It would have been nice to get a text to see if I was okay. Like, dude, you blew up your own life.
That was
because it happened with him and their friends. But he got away with it. But he got away with this not 10 years ago on a different scale and with a more guilty counterparty. And he has the ego and he's been getting away with it for 10 years. Like, this is not the first time he's cheated. And so, like, I think he really did think, I think he still thinks he's going to get away with it somehow.
It sounds like there were multiple girls. Like, Lala was ready to name names of other girls he had cheated on Ariana with, which I thought that was a little shocking, but it got glossed over so quick. Maybe it wasn't really anything.
Did we know who those people are? I think she's someone from Chicago. Ariana noted someone as well. I don't know if that was like, is that like the band member that they were talking
about? Yeah, I've definitely heard about a band member who was like a singer in the band. And then all of a sudden she was no longer in the band.
The Billie Lee rumor was sort of brought up and kind of shot down, but not really.
Miami girl, queen.
People say a lot that Tom has had sex with them after, like, Reddit, but, you know, like, and who knows? Like, but it's definitely not an underreported story.
I'm disappointed and not surprised.
Speaking of group sex, can we discuss the thruple? Because that, I think, was the biggest reveal of the 5 minutes of, like, that. It's not like it was a rumor that like they had a threesome and Raquel was like, no, I asked Tom if I could join him and Raquel, him and Ariana in a full relationship. Sister wives.
Yeah, they glossed over that real quick.
Yeah.
Which is genuinely shocking.
What was that? What was that Netflix show with there was some Netflix show that there's like a thruples like with that singer.
Tiger King.
No, I don't remember. Like the producer, I don't know. But maybe she just watched that. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a thruple.
Raquel's too boring to like pull off a thruple. And like, I don't mean to say that like polyamory can't feature boring people, but like Raquel is too vanilla to be in a thruple.
And that felt so genuine too. She was like, yeah, I thought that would be a good idea. It seems like a good idea. I love Tom. Ariana loves Tom. I like Raquel. I mean, I like Ariana. Why, you know? This could be great. We'll all be a thruple together.
I mean, they were already in a thruple. Ariana just didn't know it involved sex between Tom and Raquel. Like, they were always together. Ariana even says it like, oh, both of his girlfriends were in the front row. Like, they were always together. And so, yeah, to Raquel knows there was intimacy going on with them and there's intimacy going on there. So to her, it's no different. It's just like, well, let's just let Ariana know this and we can all stay friends and you don't have to get rid of her. Which, like, I only believe that Tom said no to because Tom wants all the focus on him. I don't think Tom wants to share girlfriends with each other.
Because they would probably just fall in love with each other and be like, wait, why do we need this loser?
Why are we with this guy?
I am willing to forgive Raquel if Ariana and Raquel start dating. Then I'm fine with it.
That would be wild. Well, you know what? Ariana and Kristen got best friends, so maybe this is the next one. I don't know. Oh, man. What else? Any others of the... I'm trying to think from the Peacock version. Are there any other extended moments? I don't think so.
Yeah, it was really a very skin of all heavy episode. We talked about quickly about how James Kennedy threw a drink on Tom Schwartz to avenge all of the women that Tom Schwartz threw drinks on in the past.
Where was that callback?
You know he loves that.
Where was that callback? I don't know where Katie, Andy, someone needed to bring up that it was like karma for all the drinks that Schwartz has poured on her. I was waiting for
it's
that.
Right there. I'm watching old seasons with my roommate right now, and I just saw it happen before we started recording the pod.
I mean, many times it could have been any. So many different seasons.
It's a pattern, which is a little weird.
I'm not sorry about the drink, but I'm sorry for the rant after. That needs to be merchandise. That needs to be on the tote. I need that. My friend and I were gagged over that. We were like, that's us. Like, I'm not sorry about the drink, but I'm sorry for the rant.
That was another one where Andy was showing bias. I feel like this has not been a great Andy reunion. This is like a big Bravo week of reunions. I feel like he's been showing heavy bias in between Jersey Housewives, Summer House, and now here. He's got to check his bias at the door. Be a more neutral host there, Andy.
So, Lindsay, why are you such a bitch?
Yeah.
Okay. Andy, the entire Summer House reunion.
I have one thought that, I didn't screenshot it. God, I bookmarked it to Twitter like a technological queen. So I mentioned this either at the finale pod or the first reunion pod, but there was an article or a quote from Marilyn Fry that I saw a TikTok person say, like, really explains like the men of Vanderpump Rules. This is even before, I think, Scandoval. It's just like how when Jax was on the show and Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval operate. And then someone called, maybe she born with bars, maybe it's trauma, typo king on Twitter said, posted the quote again. And I was like, oh my God, I summarized the quote, but now I have to bring the quote to the group because it really is just the only genuine apology that Sandoval gave to me was the one to Tom Schwartz after he said the t-shirt comment. Like, otherwise there was no genuine apology. And I really think the only people that Tom and Tom care about are each other. So the quote is, to say that straight men are heterosexual is only to say that they engage in sex, having exclusively with the other sex, i.e. women. All or almost all of that which pertains to love, most straight men reserve exclusively for other men. The people whom they admire, respect, adore, revere, honor, whom they imitate, idolize, and form profound attachments to, whom they are willing to teach and from whom they are willing to learn, and whose respect, admiration, recognition, honor, reverence, and love they desire, those are overwhelmingly other men. In their relations with women, what passes for respect is kindness, generosity, or paternalism. What passes for honor is removal to the pedestal. From women, they want devotion, service, and sex. Heterosexual male culture is homoerotic. It is man-loving. And I'm not saying all men, but that's certainly the Toms. Like, certainly the Toms. That is, like, and why Tom Sandoval and frankly Schwartz should never be with another woman ever again in their lives.
Maybe we are in Women and Gender Studies 101 right now. Mm-hmm. That was profound. Yeah. But yeah, I totally agree. Like they care more about impressing each other than they do respecting any woman to ever live, which is sad and revolting, but I guess it's human nature as seen in literature. We're out here in school right now.
It's Schwartz playing pickleball with Randall. And it's like, he never knew Randall. Like, it was like, I respect Randall. Randall's rich. Randall has cool things. Like, it can't be that bad, whatever he's accused of. So let's go play pickleball. Like, sorry, Lala. You know, like, it's just, it doesn't matter what men do. Men are probably fine.
He wasn't thinking there, and he never thinks. It's a pattern, and he's being consistent.
Same thing with their friendship with Jax in those early years. Yeah, just, it was just the other one. He got out. Jax got out, though. Now he's a better guy.
No. Jax is not a better guy. We just don't see what Jax is doing on a regular basis.
Right, that makes him better.
Under the radar, bad guy.
He literally got fired from the show. I'm, like, not willing to stand silent in, like, the renaissance of Jax and, like, the Jax was right camp. Like, I hate seeing it.
It makes me sick to my stomach. Like, do we not remember what he did with Faith?
James doesn't.
if you know, you know. You had to be there, season six.
So where do we go from here? Filming's supposed to start, I think, in like I think they said a month or 6 weeks.
So I heard like contracts are going out in the next week and a half.
It's like challenge filming. We got to see who's on the cast filming. Got to see who's on.
Get Gabe or Bev dropping the contracts.
In what world did the information Raquel put out, was that going to stop anybody from signing their contract?
I think that was all just to, like, get everyone to cool down and just give everyone a few more weeks before making any sort of decisions and just getting everyone back. But I don't know.
They had us thinking she was pregnant. Like, yeah, they really let us spiral.
Or that she was having also like a month long affair with Schwartz while he was married. There was an affair with production. There was a lot of things thrown out there.
Oh my God,
you give Reddit time to guess some things. They'll get creative with some theories. So I would imagine everyone's back, though, if that's the sense, right? We'll see if how strict Ariana is with her level of filming, how strict everyone else is with their level of filming. If Sandoval is maybe just like a friend of, we'll see. But it's definitely, I mean, season 12, it's going to be highly, highly excited, highly sought after. So, or season 11, I don't know what season we're in. It's going to be great, though. This was great.
It was so insane. Group therapy. These are literally the best days of our lives. I said that before we got started. Like, that song that was written, like, we knew how good we had it in the span of all times. Like, mm-hmm. I remember where I was when the news dropped, and it's like, it's an end of an era that we're kind of done talking about it, but, like, it's still going to occupy a big part of my brain.
I'm going to take this with me.
I
thought the finale was much better than this reunion. Maybe I'll feel differently if I watch the reunions like back to back to back as like a 3-hour block, but to me, the finale was like the peak of this, and the reunion was a little more hype than substance, but the finale, like, put that hour in literally the Smithsonian as like
Library of Congress, get over here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything happened in the reunion that we didn't already know, and I think the finale happened recently enough, like early on enough, that we weren't oversaturated with, like, the podcast and all the reveals.
All right, there it is. There's Vanderpump Rules coverage, season 10. We'll be back, you know, this time next year when, I don't know, Raquel's having a 6-month affair with Brock, and we'll break that.
Do not manifest that truth.
You can subscribe at robswebsite.com/bravofeed. You can follow me on Twitter and TikTok at Cohen Bryant_. Allie, we have no challenge going on right now, amazingly.
I have plenty of challenges, but none that we're podcasting about. You can follow me at Lash Tweets and New Girl Old Guy, cruising through, episode in the can, probably be out on Friday, hopefully. Keeva Whitaker, New Girl Old Guy, wherever you get your podcasts. And coming up on our 100th episode of New Girl Old Guy, not New Girl, but New Girl Old Guy, because we do some movies in between. So that very exciting stuff going on.
Amazing. Haley, Bachelorette starting?
No, starting at the end of the month. Top Chef ends this week. This ends this week. So I'm hoping to have about a 2-week break in between my seasons. I can't complain because I think you guys have been going for 8 years straight, pretty much.
Sounds about right.
And then Grace Leader and I got together this past weekend to talk about season 15 of Taskmaster. If you're not watching Taskmaster and you like laughing, boy, do I recommend it to you. It's all on YouTube. Just go enjoy it. 15 seasons of fun. Have a great time. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @HStrong_, and you can check out everything I'm reading over on my Bookstagram account at The Strong Library.
Nicole, The Ghost of Charlotte. How about you?
I'm just haunting everybody's timelines like The Ghost of Charlotte. Behind The Secret, anywhere the internet is, I'm there probably saying something literally mentally ill. And if you want to hear me talk more, I'm over on Silent Podcast. I'm always talking about something over there. We have fun.
All right, gang. This was so much fun. Thank you for indulging me. This 4-week extravaganza for The Scandaval. We'll be back. Maybe some point season 11 or something else Bravo related we want to hop on. Now we got this feed, we can talk about whatever. I don't know, do this anytime. Until next time, have a good one.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.